Party Midday.
This is Hardy Midday, Hardy County's daily radio news program. For the next 10 minutes, we will bring you the latest in local news and events, sports, weather, agriculture, and much more. If you have an upcoming event in Hardy County, feel free to send it to hardymidday@gmail.com. Please remember to include any necessary information about your event in your message. Hardy Midday is brought to you by First National Bank of Wauchula, 406 North 6th Avenue in Wauchula, and online at fnbwauchula.com. Hardy Midday starts now. Good afternoon, Glenn here. Today is Tuesday, August 24th, and welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw, brought to you by Hardy County's hometown bank since 1960, First National Bank of Wauchula at 406 North 6th Avenue right here in Wauchula. Starting with your local news, Main Street Wauchula is changing out the Main Street banners once again, and they want to recognize our hometown heroes. If you have a hero that you'd like to have recognized in this year's banners, you can sign up by going online to www.mainstreetwauchula.com. A banner costs $25 to sponsor, and the deadline for applications is September 1st. Limited spots are available, so sign up now. On Sunday, August 22nd, Polk County Sheriff's Office detectives arrested 57-year-old Joseph O'Connor of Winter Haven following a neighborhood disturbance that led to two deputies' patrol cars being rammed. According to the preliminary investigation and witness statements, shortly before 2 p.m., O'Connor drove a white Dodge pickup truck into the yard of a residence in the Shalimar Creek Golf and Country Club in unincorporated Lakeland, damaging the sprinkler system. The homeowner called the sheriff's office when the first deputy arrived and attempted to make contact with the suspect. O'Connor sped away. With his emergency lights and sirens on, the deputy followed O'Connor and attempted to make another traffic stop, but he stopped at the intersection of Alpine Circle and Armitage Place. But when the deputy approached his truck, he once again fled. Due to the area's residential and golf cart traffic, deputies stopped following O'Connor and called in additional units, including the agency's helicopter, to respond. O'Connor was located in his truck on Champion Drive. Deputies maneuvered two marked patrol vehicles, one in front of the pickup truck and one at the rear, to prevent O'Connor from fleeing again. O'Connor then tried to flee again by ramming the patrol vehicle in front of his truck and then backing into the one behind him. When O'Connor realized he wasn't able to drive away, he yelled at the deputies, "Get out of here and just shoot me." While still sitting in his truck, O'Connor grabbed a hunting knife and threatened the deputies. He then dropped the knife in the floor of the truck and rammed the vehicles again. Deputies then used several less-than-lethal techniques, including tasers, pepper spray, and beanbag rounds, to remove O'Connor from the pickup truck, and he was safely taken into custody. He was charged with 5 felonies and 4 misdemeanors, including 11 counts of resisting a law enforcement officer with violence and 2 counts of aggravated battery on a law enforcement officer. Your local events, and lots of them coming up this week. This Thursday, the Ministry Center at 8475 Sparta Road in Sebring will host Engaging Heartland Faith Voters from 7 to 9:15 p.m. Guest speakers include Lieutenant Governor Jeanette Nunez, Florida House Member Webster Barnaby, Florida's Committeeman to the RNC Peter Fayman, and Congressman Greg Stubbe. Admission is free, but you must RSVP by going to www.highlands.gop. For more information, you can call 863-381-5361 or area code 321-917-7991. Advent Health Clays and Camo Clay Shoot is coming up on September 10th, benefiting the Advent Health Lake Placid and Wauchula Foundations. It'll take place at the OK Corral Gun Club, 9449 48th Street Northeast in Okeechobee. You must RSVP no later than this Friday in order to attend. For more details, you can call Kirsten Turner at 863-402-4222. 5525. Sponsorship opportunities are still available. And coming up Friday on August 27th, the Pacer Group and Career Source Heartland will be hosting a job fair. Several entry-level manufacturing positions will be available. It'll be held at their engineering facility at 2515 Commerce Court in Bowling Green from 10 a.m. until 2 p.m. Once again, it is at the Pacer Group Engineering Facility, 2515 Commerce Court in Bowling Green. It's brought to you by the Pacer Group and Career Source Heartland. And this Friday, cheer on your Hardy Wildcats as they take on the Fort Meade Miners in a non-district home game. Kickoff is at 7:30 p.m., and if you can't make it to the field, we'll have Wes and the gang bring you live coverage of this matchup right here on Real Country 102.1 and the Outlaw. Tell your family and friends, AM 1310 and FM 102.1 on your Hardy County radio dial, or listen around the world at 1021theoutlaw.com. Your jobs here in Hardy County, the Allen J. Automotive Network is looking for a collision shop assistant. A Florida driver's license and U.S. work authorization are required. Burger King is still looking for crew members. Candidates with a desire for increasing responsibility are preferred. And Rock Solid Concrete is looking for skilled block masons. Driver's license is a plus, but you must have the ability to get to work, and they are a drug-free workplace. All of these jobs and more you can find at Indeed.com. The Hardy County Sheriff's Office, the Wauchula and Bowling Green Police Departments, and law enforcement agencies nationwide remind you to do the 9 p.m. routine. Remember to check every door and window in your home at 9 p.m. and ensure that it is securely closed and locked to help protect against burglary. Remember to do the same with your vehicles, removing any valuables from the inside. By doing the 9 p.m. routine each and every night, you make your home a safer home. Remember, lock it or lose it. Be sure to send your job openings, news, or events to Hardy Midday. You can email hardymiddaY@gmail.com, or you can message us on our Facebook page, whichever you prefer. Please remember to include any event brochures, pamphlets, or flyers with your message. They'll greatly assist us when we read them on the air for you. Coming up, your local weather report and forecast, plus your agriculture, business, and sports news. Hardy Midday will return in just a moment.
Hey, it's me. I lost my wallet. Yeah, it must have happened yesterday afternoon. Cash, checks, debit card? No, all of it. Yeah, I looked everywhere. Well, my rent's due. I'll need it this week. You will? Have I ever told you how much I love you guys?
She's not talking to her father. First National Bank of Wauchula. What is your bank doing for you?
At First National Bank of Wauchula, you get to do your banking your way. You can still write checks and visit our office. You can use our online telephone banking systems. Our mobile banking can nearly do it all. And of course, there's our full-service ATM. So no matter how you do your banking at First National Bank of Wauchula, we have your banking needs covered.
Welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw. It's time now for your weather report and forecast. 89 degrees out, partly sunny with a 5% chance of rain. The air quality is fair. Maximum UV index is 9, very high. Wind southeast at 6 miles per hour with gusts up to 8. Humidity is extremely humid at 66%. The dew point is 77. Cloud cover 40%. Visibility is 10 miles. And the cloud ceiling was 23,400 feet. Your Hardy County forecast, including the cities of Wauchula, Bowling Green, and Zolfo Springs, last updated 10:26 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time. Today, partly sunny this morning, then mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms this afternoon. Highs in the lower 90s, southeast winds 5 to 10 miles per hour with a 50% chance of rain, and heat index values up to 106. Tonight, mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms early in the evening, and partly cloudy in the late evening and overnight with lows in the mid-70s. East winds around 5 miles per hour with a 30% chance of rain. Wednesday, partly cloudy, scattered showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon. Hot with highs in the mid-90s. East winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour, a 40% chance of rain, and heat index values up to 106. And Wednesday night, mostly clear, isolated showers and thunderstorms in the evening. Lows in the mid-70s, northeast winds around 5 to 10 miles per hour with a 20% chance of rain. That's your Hardy Midday weather report and forecast. You're all caught up now, so let's go to your agriculture news.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. The USDA's National Ag Statistics Service reports the 2021 California almond crop will come in at 2.8 billion meat pounds, 10% below last year's record of 3.1 billion. According to growingproduce.com, the drop comes during a very difficult water year across California and as almond industry navigates a complex market with record shipments but returns to growers down from recent years. The USDA will invest $69 million to address critical food and nutrition security needs of low-income communities, enhance the resilience of food and healthcare systems impacted by the pandemic, and maximize funds reaching participants. This is one of several key steps USDA is taking to ensure access to healthy and nutritious food in all communities. 20 awards totaling $61.5 million are for nutrition incentive grants, and 15 awards worth $7.5 million are for produce prescription grants. As promised last month, Bayer has asked the U.S. Supreme Court to overturn the $25 million award to a California man who blamed Roundup herbicide for his cancer. According to Agriculture.com, the appeal is a key element in Bayer's plan to resolve billions of dollars of claims against Roundup and its active ingredient, glyphosate, the most used weed killer in the world. This was the first Roundup lawsuit heard by a federal jury and could influence thousands of other federal suits and pending cases.
Here's farmer and businessman James Wood.
We farm about 3,500 acres. There's pipelines everywhere. The contractor working on my property did not have the lines located before he began work, and it resulted on a strike on a natural gas pipeline. Fortunately, no one was hurt, but it could have been much worse.
Never assume the location or depth of underground lines. Always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com before you start work. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Can you imagine how stressful a day at the sale barn is for your calves? Studies show that the added stress causes them to rapidly burn through more trace mineral as well as lay off feed consumption, yet we still expect them to respond timely to vaccines and stay healthy. Studies also show that Multimin 90 improves the trace mineral status of cattle within 8 to 10 hours and help cattle respond better to vaccines. Include Multimin 90 in your preconditioning and processing program, talk to your veterinarian, and go to MultiminUSA.com.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update.
Listen up, farmers and neighbors. S&S Irrigation and Farmer Supply can take care of all your irrigation needs, from house pumps to turbine service and backhoe service and more. Whatever your irrigation needs, including PVC pipes for pump and repair services, call owner and manager Randall Smith, 863-773-6255. Also on call if needed. That's S&S Irrigation and Farmer Supply, located at 127 North George Burris Avenue in Wachula. Open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 5 p.m.
I'm Maura Bennett with your Southeast Regional Ag Report. It may come as no surprise that southeastern states have been leading the nation in good to excellent pasture conditions. The cool, wet summer season has left moisture in the ground and allowed pastures and rangelands to recover at a good rate. USDA meteorologist Brad Rippey notes where in the country pastures are in good condition.
A national number again, 29% good to excellent. Most of those higher numbers across the southeastern half of the country. And at this point in the season, it's somewhat unusual to see such good pasture and rangeland conditions coming in out of the southeast, where we see at least 70% of the pastures and rangelands rated in good to excellent condition in states like Alabama, South Carolina, and Florida. Those numbers above 70% also in New York and New Jersey.
Rippey says Florida leads the region with a 29% surplus in topsoil moisture at last report. Georgia had an 11% topsoil moisture surplus, while Alabama was recorded at an 8% surplus. In some areas, the moisture is too much, where fungal disease pressure continues. Some producers have been forced to have aerial applications of pesticide and agricultural chemicals done. Surpluses across the country at last check, just 4% due to the ongoing heat and drought across the West and Northwest.
When disaster strikes, keeping in touch with family and friends and reaching public safety officials is critical. To prepare for power outages caused by severe weather or other conditions, you should create an emergency communication plan. First, check important cell phone contacts, including doctors, veterinarians, utilities, and insurance companies, and note local non-emergency numbers. Store at least one contact as in case of emergency, and make sure that person knows if you have medical issues. Also, make sure everyone in your house knows how to text. Check backup batteries for all your phones and fully charged cell phones, batteries, and rechargers. Sign up to receive mobile phone alerts. Back up and print out important personal data. You might buy a battery-operated, solar-powered, or hand-cranked radio or portable TV to monitor news. Start preparing today. For more info, go to fcc.gov/emergency.
With the Southeast Ag Report on the Ag Information Network, I'm Maura Bennett. For more ag news and comments, visit aginfo.net.
And now for your business news, the Stock Market Report, and your sports news.
With the SRN News Business Brief, I'm Rich Thomason. Wall Street opened higher this morning, the market eyeing fresh record highs and adding to yesterday's gains. Investors are encouraged by upbeat corporate earnings and signs of an ongoing economic recovery, despite the spread of the coronavirus Delta variant. Walmart commercializing its delivery service, helping businesses of all sizes deliver products directly to their customers' homes as fast as just a few hours.
The nation's largest retailer says it'll use contract workers and even drones to pick up products directly from other retailers and then deliver them to customers' doorsteps. The shift pits Walmart against companies such as Uber, DoorDash, and other delivery services. It comes as Walmart increasingly moves to expand its sources of profits and revenues beyond its core retail businesses.
And that's correspondent Jeremy House reporting. With business, I'm Rich Thomason.
With SRN Sports, I'm Ron DeRockster. Let's check baseball, where the Yankees snapped Atlanta's 9-game win streak and notched their own 10th straight win, 5-1 over the Braves last night. It was the first regular season matchup in almost 120 years between teams that had won at least 9 in a row. Red Sox double up the Rangers 8-4. Travis Shaw with a game-ending grand salami in the 11th inning. Blue Jays 2-1 winners over the White Sox. Royals beat the Astros 7-1. Jake Bowers hit a tie-breaking two-run single with two outs in the 9th inning, rallying the Mariners past the A's 5-3. Pirates had to rally to beat the Diamondbacks 6-5, while the Cubs topped the Rockies 6-4 to end their losing skid at 13. Rafael Ortega with a walk-off home run in the bottom of the 9th. Second-year pitching coach Larry Rothschild's out of a job with the Padres as the franchise tries to stop its freefall in the National League playoff race. This is SRN Sports. The two singles champions at this year's U.S. Open will earn 35% less than in 2019. That was the last time the Grand Slam tennis tournament allowed spectators. Payouts for qualifying in the first three rounds will rise. U.S. Tennis Association announced on Monday it will have an overall increase in player compensation to a record $57.5 million, slightly more than the $57.2 million in 2019. The figure was $53.4 million in 2020. That's when fans were banned entirely because of the pandemic. The 2021 title winners in singles each will be paid $2.5 million. That's down from $3 million last year and the $3.85 million that was paid out in 2019. Notre Dame and Iowa State each have three players in the preseason All-American team. Eight teams have at least two first-team All-Americans. This is SRN Sports.
And that concludes our time with Hardy Midday Today, brought to you by the exceptional service and hospitality you'll always find at Hardy County's hometown bank since 1960, First National Bank of Wauchula at 406 North 6th Avenue right here in Wauchula. And if you can't stop in, you can always go online at fnbwauchula.com and check them out. Your quote for the day: why does someone believe you when you say there are 4 billion stars in the universe, but they have to check when you say the paint is wet? Tune in tomorrow for the latest in Hardy County news and information. I've been Glenn, and we will see you then. Have a great rest of your day, folks. For a recording of today's show, send an email with the date of the show requested to hardymidday@gmail.com. Hardy Midday shows may not be sold or redistributed without the express written consent of WAUC Radio and Hardy Broadcasting. The news and event information presented in this show has been verified to the best of our ability. Please contact us if any errors are found. This has been Hardy Midday, a production of Hardy Broadcasting, LLC.